Yeah, I think I've been around this program since the very first meeting in New York City in the 1960s, I think it was sometime late 60s when it first started. I live on Nantucket Island, and I've been living here since 93. So I've had this issue since I've been 13. It became clear to me that I didn't want to be an obese person because I saw how obese women in particular were treated. And that was my motivation. And the only thing I could do was, that's my word, I use manage my eating. But I, fortunately for me, I love all foods equally. I mean, I'm just speaking for myself. We only always speak for ourselves here. But I do love all foods equally. And I know a lot of people have trouble with sweets, but I don't love them more than I love a great, if it's a perfect salad, you know, I love it as much. So I'm fortunate that I can include everything. Deprivation was never worked for me. Because it led to overeating or frustration with the food. So that's, and I've been doing this for, and I figured out 55 years I joined OA. Wow. So that's something I deal with because I mean, all the books, you know, are based on alcohol, which you don't drink anymore. But I have to go back to the thing that's magic. You know, what is it? The loving spoonful? Do you believe in magic? Well, food is kind of magic land. You know, I only eat quality. I do not, I insist on quality of any food that I eat. And for me, I only have a problem in my home. Now, and after all, I'm home a lot. I'm an old lady now. I'm over 90. Just to let you know, I'm over 90. And, you know, but I do everything. I walk around without a cane and stuff. You know, so I'm really grateful for, you know, the things that I can do. I have a wonderful partner. My husband did pass away some years ago, but I do have a wonderful partner. And my father gave me this little house on Nantucket Island, and I'm very grateful. There is no OA here. So that's why I use the Zoom, which I'm very grateful for. But I it's really portion size. And as with any pleasure in my life, there's an end to it. But unfortunately, with food, I have to say that's it. It's, you know, I've had the food that I know I should be having and enjoy and so on. And, but that's over to my next meal. So with other pleasures, which I enjoy, I walk around and I, you know, even no matter what it is, if I'm watching something on TV, a movie, there's an end to it. A book, there's an end to it. Even people in my life, they come and go, and there's an end to it. And I think one of the things, and there's no guidebook for this, when you get to be my age, people are passing away like unbelievable, you know. And to deal, there's no guidebook about that. I am dealing with the losses of my best friend here, my high school friend that I still had, geez, my neighbor. So that's my challenge. I like the word challenge. I use that. Instead of problem, I say, okay, that's my challenge. I enjoy all food, so I don't know what else to say about this. I just feel it's the question that I have accepted that I can only have the sensible amounts of food if I want to stay comfortable, because I'm fairly normal looking. I fortunately don't have a thin fetish that I got, can't be thin enough or anything like that. I have never restricted, never done that. But in the literature, they keep saying, and I'm gonna leave you with this, they keep saying, you know, compulsive eating and then compulsive overeating. There's a lot of, I am a compulsive overeater, you know, you hear that overeating. And then you see in the literature, and people will say, I'm a compulsive eater. Well, those are two different things. I've been in publishing, so words are very important. I can, as long as I don't overeat, I'm okay. I'm eating the right amounts of whatever it is. But eating compulsively is the way I eat. And that's something I am, even to this day, working on, because let's say I eat too fast, as a common thing. I eat too fast. How can I feel gratified or satisfied with the food I eat if I'm eating too quickly? So I would say I never eat walk. I always eat sitting down. Let me, these are things that work for me. I always sit down. I sit at a nice table with a place, a mat, and I eat with good china and good silverware, and I sit down and eat. So that's very supportive of staying conscious with food. And it doesn't deny me anything, because I don't want to do that. So, and I know a lot of, you know, I don't walk around eating it. You know, that's not something I would do. And as long as I'm saying you can have the food, just sit down at the table and have it, just not walking around. So that's, I don't have some big wisdom here. I just know that I never chose this. I don't have any guilt. I've said this before, because I never chose to have the degree of love that I have for food. You know, I have it, and I've had it since since I've been a little kid. But I manage, and this program is the place that I can come where people get it, where they don't turn away and say, oh, that's nothing, just lose 10 pounds or something like that. No, people get that this is hard work. And whatever you, and I don't have answers. I think at the beginning, someone says, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the secrets of the universe, etc. You know, and the last thing I'll say, the very last, is the head physicist at the New York Planetarium said, the universe is under no obligation to have us understand it. And I don't understand it, but I love it. So there. And thank you for allowing me to talk. Thanks a lot.